This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the website. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What is doing that? Right? I mean, are we two moons from the sun now or what? Well, two suns from the moon? What is that? Whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Julio Rivera is going to join us in the next hour if he's still with us. I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, you never know. He could be out cold. At his age, it's kind of tough. When he goes East Coast to West Coast, he can't seem to line everything up. But anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking earlier about Mario Cuomo deciding that abortion was something that should be is every woman's right to do anytime she wants, however she wants, wherever she wants, basically. Of which I don't agree with any of that. I told you about it a million times as to why. So apparently there was a bookstore in New York that decided that it won't have to collect taxes for New York, which just legalized births, simply by closing the store. So it closed. It put a sign up in its window today. And it said, "We are closed today. It's a day of mourning in New York State. We'll not collect sales tax today for a tyrannical government that murders babies. We will resume regular business tomorrow, collecting sales tax under duress. How about we end abortion now?" Now, some people have given this person a hard time, just a stunt. Well, here's the deal. New York needs its taxes. So, no, it's not just a stunt. And on top of that, I give them kudos for making such a statement. They lost money today. Doesn't matter what they give. Listen, remember, you don't make money off of sales tax. You're collecting it for the state. I give you the dollar in sales tax. They put it in a jar, and then they send it to the state every month. They make nothing off of that. So he took money out of his own pocket. He took a little bit of a beating. I don't know. The store, maybe they only sell 4 books a day. I don't know. But the mere fact that he's willing to do it is a big deal. How many of you are willing to do it? How many of you are willing to close down, lose, take a hit for the day to make a point? As Life News has extensively reported, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, he wasted no time signing that radical pro-abortion bill. Just hours after the state assembly passed it, he must have came home from his little pasta dinner and then shot back to the state house. He signed a bill legalizing abortion for basically any reason up to birth. John Speed, owner of the Book Scout in Syracuse, announced Wednesday that he had shuttered his bookstore for the day to mark a day of mourning. You know, anybody think this is bad? He said, "I'm pro-life mainly because I'm a Christian." He said, "Because I understand that murder is wrong. What I understand from a prenatal science is that clearly, even from what the Bible..." Oh my God, did I say Bible on the air? I'm sorry. "That the baby in the womb is a baby. It's a human life." He said, "I really felt like I needed to do something." Recalling that restless night he said he had Tuesday, "I obviously can't stop paying sales tax to the state of New York. I can't do that altogether, but I'd like to." He said, so I thought, I'll do the next best thing. I'll just close the store for a day. I'll put up a sign in the window as to why we're closed. Now, think about how many people that are pro-abortion have probably been in that store and never knew. Now he's let everybody know where he stands. You think he'll get busier? You think people will shop there just to take a stance? I'm curious as to what you think, sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many of you, again, I just got to ask, I'm curious, as they say. How many of you would take the same stance? How many of you would do the same thing? I would. Wouldn't bother me at all. Wouldn't think twice about it. I hope you wouldn't either, seriously. And you know, these, I'm trying to be nice about this. Self-righteous, wonderful pieces of work, you know, Schumer and Pelosi, they got all the answers. They know what they're doing. They don't need you. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer blocked a request to pay the Coast Guard. But didn't they want everybody paid? Don't they want everybody paid? Talk about bargaining chips and being hypocrites. Think about something. When they come out and say the president should be doing anything he can do, anything within his power, and he's got the power and he can make it happen to get our people paid. Well, except for these guys. Because we're not getting what we want. Well, I thought it wasn't supposed to be about you getting what you wanted. Senator John Kennedy, a Republican out of Louisiana, he tried to take up legislation to pay the Coast Guard, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security. We need them. Now, Schumer blocked the request after first asking if Kennedy would modify his request instead to reopen a quarter of the government currently closed. So we had a way to pay, at least pay a portion of these people, and Schumer said no. See, this isn't a negotiation. This is a dictatorship. Give something. Show that you're willing to play. It will be futile unless It would be a futile exercise to do this. Now we can go through if you want. You can spend all day trying to teach a goat how to climb a tree, but you're better off hiring a squirrel, right? Said Kennedy. He said, you know, again, you look at this, right? I know I don't get you people from the South sometimes. I sit here scratching my head. I have to look at Tammy. She has to explain. She has to translate to me sometimes. You know, seriously. You know, in Boston, when you want to off somebody, they're going to whack them. Three words. It's really simple. They got a whole story they got to tell. We'll be back in a minute. More on this when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music.
We are back. I'm Joe, your host. Always a pleasure. You know, if I'd known that singing could, well, talking to music could make you millions of dollars, I mean, heck, I could do that. I could talk. I like music. Put them together, we're great, right? No? Never mind.
Never too late to start.
I don't know. I mean, you see him jumping around? I could. We'd have to do 1.5 minute songs. They wouldn't go that long. Anyhow, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Dr. Alveda King, niece of Martin Luther King, she put something out today, which I think is great. It's a quick one. Quick, easy. She said, when we said we will no longer sit on the back of the bus, a place was being reserved for us down at the abortion clinic. Let that sink in. Right? I mean, when you think about what the black community has gone through to save themselves, to save their community, and what do? Let's open up Planned Parenthood places in the middle and close to the black community. Makes all the sense in the world, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, so Schumer and the Pelosinator, both of them, I mean, look, she has dug her heels into the point where, I don't know, she's not going to be able to get them out, you know, with a pair of pliers and four boys. You know what I'm saying? She is really digging herself deep, and I don't think it's helping. I don't think that her team is totally on her side with this. Some of her people are mumbling behind the scenes that this is going to hurt them. This is going to be a problem. Now, Schumer blocked the request after first asking if Kennedy would modify his request. So, you know, here's the deal. So, hey, you do something for me, I'll do something for you. How about this? How about you do something for the American people? How about that? You're not doing it for Kennedy. You're not doing it for any single member of Congress. You're doing it for the people. And you scream and cry and want. You notice that he hasn't tried that crying bit again? Because it was so phony, so fake, so false. He got so much heat over it. You know, he had his glasses down to the very tip of his nose so you could see the tear that he probably had to go buy from somebody because there ain't nothing coming. You know, he don't cry for anybody but his own wallet. All right? And then once it started to come out, he's shaking his head and he's looking all around the place to make sure everybody gets a good shot of that tear. Who does that? A showman does that. Otherwise, who does that? Anyway, when Kennedy rejected Schumer's request to fully reopen, then the Senate Democrat leader in turn rejected his request to pay the Coast Guard. He said, I remind him, with a squirrel, jackrabbit, here we go, another one of yours. I would remind him, whether it's a squirrel, jackrabbit, or armadillo, that we are number one branch of government, and we have veto override power. Now, we can get the power paid. We can get the powers paid even if you won't sign it. The back and forth comes as the Senate is expected to take votes on two proposals. They did. They took the two votes and they sunk. You knew that was coming. But what scared me is the fact that more Republicans were on board with the Democrats and vice versa. Does that mean they really want to build a wall? See, now they get so caught up in the emotions of people who are out of work. And I get it. I get it. I've been out of work a few times in my life, too. But when do you change? When do you make the change? My understanding, you know, I differ with Tucker Carlson on this. But doing a little research, you know, I found out that you can get, there's many, what do they call their, when you work for a company and they have credit union. There you go. Many credit unions. See, I figured it out. You give me enough time.
I was waiting.
I know you were. Many credit unions are giving zero interest loans to people. Now everybody's going, oh, God, he's telling them to go into debt. No, I'm not. Because the law's already passed. They're going to pay you for your back time. So if you don't get stupid, right, and you only take out enough to give you a little line of credit, you only take out every week as you would normally get paid, then you'll be fine when you get paid, won't you? Just slam it all back and that's it. And they're doing it at zero interest. You'll never see that again, ever. The first one, the first proposal was to reopen the government in exchange for $5.7 billion for the wall. The second was simply a stopgap measure that would reopen the government until February 8th, which you'd be right back at it again. They'd be doing this every 3 weeks. I wouldn't do it. See, I'm still sitting there going, no. Maybe we can do this. Maybe we can fund certain portions of the government. I hear that TSA, you know, again, no offense to TSA, and I mean this sincerely, but there's been many TSA people have resigned their position and gone to work somewhere else where they can at least get paid. And I get it. You got to feed your family. But you look at this, and what do we hear on a daily basis? We hear about the stuff that gets through TSA. Do they need more training? Right? Do we need to pump up the requirements for the people that get the jobs with TSA? I mean, how many guns have you seen now? Ammunition, guns, and other things get through TSA. We can't get 4 ounces of water through the darn thing, but people are getting guns through. So a quarter of the federal government has been closed since December 22nd, making it the longest. Now, a quarter. 25% of the government's closed. Now, I realize that some people, you know, rely on these jobs to feed their family. I got that. But 25% of the government is closed, and we're still moving forward. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be done, but we're still moving forward. So I guess there's not enough pain. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, again, I love it. Let's just call her the Pelosinator, right? In the fact that she can blow up anything, even good stuff. She refuses to come forward and talk to anybody. She refuses to budge or even truly sit. See, I would sit in a meeting with Trump and just keep saying no if that would have took, just to aggravate him and or at least have some conversation. She won't even have any conversation. Does that sound right to any of you? I mean, does that sound like something, does that sound like a person that wants to try to make a change? That wants to try to do something different? It doesn't to me. And again, when it comes to Nancy, she has so much more power than you guys seem to understand. She has actually sent home to Congress again. I mean, I remember when they were all over Ryan when he was sending Congress home and they couldn't come to conclusions on certain issues. And she was all over his case for not having them work. Well, what is she sending Congress home early now? Because there's nothing to talk about, nothing to vote on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A bipartisan group of senators aiming to end a partial government shutdown are pushing for a temporary funding bill to get the government operating for 3 weeks. The president says he's happy Senate leaders are talking.
If they come to a reasonable agreement, I would support it. Yep.
Even if it has no wall money? Or does it have to have wall money?
I have other alternatives if I have to.
The president has been saying he could declare a national emergency along the southern border. That, he believes, would let him shift billions of dollars in allocated money to the project. President Trump decided to call off his State of the Union address until the government shutdown is over, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he couldn't deliver it in the House chamber until then.
What she said, I thought, was actually reasonable. We'll have the State of the Union when the shutdown is over.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
That should be the Congress room theme song if they have one. Some of you know what it is, Frankenstein. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Again, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or just hop up on the website. There's a place there you can contact Joe or whatever you want to call it. You can give me your email address, a whole bunch of stuff going on. But get engaged, get involved, step up, do something. Right? It's really that simple. Just step up and do something. So we're talking about Pelosi, and you know, some of you don't want to hear this from me. But she is a master gamesman. She's been there forever. She's written some of the rules. And when you think about it, think about what she's done, how much money she can raise, how much she's got, so much power, they're afraid to vote her out. But she is taking heat. She's taking some heat because she does a lot of her colleagues. I mean a lot. So it shows you how much they are afraid of her. You talk about wielding power. Here's a woman that wields some great power, and we're told that we don't give women a chance. Okay, whatever. All right, so whatever. But when you think about what she, you know, again, the power that she does have, and she knows how to wield it. She knows how to make things happen. She's written a book on many of these legislative processes. And I think that, you know, to dismiss her as simply crazy, and I think she is nuts, but to simply dismiss her as being crazy is not a smart move. Because look, even though a lot of her colleagues think she's wrong, who's coming out against her? Who's coming out saying something? Anybody, are any of her people openly saying Nancy Pelosi needs to give in? Nancy Pelosi needs to come around. Now, I don't know if I, frankly, I got to tell you, I don't know if I agree or disagree with the president about postponing the State of the Union. But remember, there's nothing that says the State of the Union has to be given, you know, at the chamber. Right, he can give it any place. Matter of fact, here, even better. Nowhere does it say it has to be oral. Nowhere does it say he has to stand in front of both houses of Congress and tell them what's going on. He's got to let Congress know what's happening. He can do it in writing. I said it the other night. I'm still there. Send it in 5-point pica print, you know, on 15,000 pages, and say, here you go. You want to know what's happening? Read it. I'd send it to them while I was on my way, to do the, I don't know, what do you want to call it, the People's State of the Union address? That's what I would do. Somebody in the chat room said the other night, you should have it at Madison Square Garden. Oh, whatever. Let's find a stadium that holds 100,000 people. We'll do it there. We'll show them how you really fill a stadium. I mean, sincerely. Why do we have to watch it on TV and they get to sit there and boo and hiss at him? Why can't we watch it in real time and applaud him on? Because she's not stupid. And I don't know. We'll find out, because we always find out on the other side. There's times where Trump has stunned me with something he's done, and then on the other side you go, oh, okay. All right, I see what he's doing. I mean, this is like a high school game of dare and double dare, right? He said there's no venue. Now, Trump did come out and say there's no venue that can compete with the history and the tradition and the importance of the House chamber. Right? And he said, I'm not going to look for an alternate option. That's the place it should be given. So I think it's kind of cool. But she's going to play it. See, this is where I think we go wrong sometimes. Because they play it up as a major victory. He knew he couldn't win. You couldn't go against Pelosi. But let me ask you a question. What if we had done that to Obama when he shut down the government? What if we had done that to him? Because remember, anytime we questioned him, what'd they say? Everybody, right? Racist. Anytime you questioned him with any decision he made, anything he did, we were racist. Didn't matter whether you were black, white, green, or red. But anytime they come after Trump, it's okay. Why? Because he's a white supremacist. Just ask them. They'll tell you. So don't underestimate Pelosi, but in the same token, don't underestimate Trump. Don't think he just gave in because he didn't have Plan B, because I'm sure he had Plan B. Don't agree? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Maybe I should finish that one. The one, and I only did it as a reference, which was Dr. Alveda King, when she was talking about how bad this is, especially in New York. Now, she said, I've been saying it forever, but you guys say, well, you're not a woman and you're not black, so shut up. Well, here, why don't you tell Dr. Alveda King to shut up? Because she said they specifically target blacks for abortion. You know, I know of a local elected, this is what I think is funny. You want to talk about double standards for the left? I know a local elected official that lives near I do, that whenever I sneeze in the wrong direction of a black person, I'm a racist. Yet he had no problem calling out Dr. Alveda King as being a Auntie Tom. And that wasn't a problem. Nobody on his side got upset. That was okay. See, that's that double standard that they have. I mean, we could do the Dem double standard. We should do a whole show around that some night, just the Dem double standards. How one got away with it was okay, and the other one can't. Dr. Alveda King says unequivocally that Planned Parenthood targets black neighborhoods. Right? She spoke on a radio show recently, and she is the director, by the way, of Civil Rights for the Unborn with the organization's Priest for Life. We have to have Frank Pavone on the show again. The focus was on Planned Parenthood and the African-American community. Her comments are relevant all year round, though, especially around the time of MLK Day and then the anniversary of the Supreme Court decision favoring abortion, Roe versus Wade. I wonder if Dr. King, who is held in high esteem, I wonder if Dr. King today, if he was alive and addressing, maybe speaking at one of the Democrat conventions, I wonder if he came out against Planned Parenthood. I wonder if he came out against, or actually, let's put it this way, instead of making this sound like against, how about if he, what if he came out for the sanctity of life? Come on, give that some thought. What if he came out for traditional marriage? Right? How do you think they would feel about him? Even for everything he did in fighting for, you know, for civil rights, what do you think they would say to him today? I've seen it here in my local community where the hardcore Dems go after another Dem for simply suggesting that we should sit down with the Republicans to try to work something out. They're rabid about it. See, that's what true hate is. You can't see past your hate to be able to work something out with somebody. And the funny thing about it is they keep calling us hateful, and they're the ones that act in a full hate mode. Dr. King said that the leading cause of death in the African-American community is not gang violence, and it's not gun violence. Not heart attack, not stroke, not HIV, it's not high blood pressure or diabetes. No. Because that's the first place they go for the black community. It's abortion. Strictly abortion. She said you got 60 million plus abortions legal in America since 1973. About a third of those occur in the African-American community. She said that means that babies, and with us being 13% or less of the American population, that means we're having more abortions. See, when you put the percentages together, you can see how it works. Right? And she goes on, and she's, this isn't Joe saying this. And I know many of you, even on the left, and I meant to cut this clip, I'll do it for tomorrow. I've got a clip where you have men and women talking about this New York abortion law. And there's a woman there saying, yes, I believe it's a baby in the womb. Yes, I believe it has its own rights. Yes, I believe it has a right to be turn into a person or be a person. But I also believe the woman has a right to snip that life out. Let that sink in. That person's on the left, not the right. Now, she would be applauded and held up in high esteem for sanctioning murder, giving a license, you know, the true license to kill. Right? We should be supporting somebody or somebody who's willing to take up the mantle and run with it. Really run with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Junas, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Joe Bacini, your host, this is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, let's get back. You know, head up to the website. Give me your email address. We only send out an email a week. And this week we were fixing the email system, so we'll get that out to you this weekend. But you know, again, you want to be notified by text. You simply text TRS to 22555. TRS to 22555. All right. Now, we're talking about Alveda King, and she has weighed in heavily after New York has decided you can kill a baby right up until mom goes into labor, pretty much. So she asks, you know, what does this all mean? That African Americans are now more immoral, or they don't care? Why would you open up all those places in African-American communities, all those butcher shops? She said, we're just regular, everyday people like everyone else. But Planned Parenthood moved into our community with the abortion-killing centers and said, hey, we're here to help you. Let's kill your babies so you can have a better life. She said, well, killing our babies doesn't give us a better life. She said, I've had my own abortions in the 70s. They were secret then. And after I became born again in 1983 and became a pro-life voice, I began to talk about how those abortions hurt me, hurt my family. You'll never hear anybody left say that. That it was a problem. That it really screwed with my head. You'll never hear them say it. I did that story a few weeks ago about how women who've had abortions are 6 times more likely to commit suicide. What is that all about? That must be a lie from the right, huh? They don't give you all the information. They don't want you to know all the information. You know, you go to get surgeries today, right? You go to get that knee replacement surgery, the hip surgery. You can go online and see how they put those jaw implants or those teeth implants in, which is pretty disgusting. You can see all of that. Why don't they put those up on the? Why don't we put some of those on the internet so you can see what the abortion is all about, what it does, what actually happens, right? What's on that tray when they're all done? Why don't we do that? In 1921, Margaret Sanger founded the Birth Control League, which later changed its name to Planned Parenthood. Dr. Paul Kengor, the author of Takedown, writes about when Sanger spoke to the Ku Klux Klan in New Jersey. She said the Planned Parenthood founders' KKK talk was a smash hit. Not only did it go very late, after a very long wait, but she received numerous invitations to speak to other groups, mostly in the Klan. Why would the KKK be so interested in Mrs. Sanger? Well, the reason's easy. It's a natural fit. That way there, they wouldn't have to kill black people. They would get Margaret Sanger's organization to do it for them. Alveda King told the leaders, Margaret Sanger, the founder of the Birth Control League, later Planned Parenthood, said that colored people are like weeds. They need to be eliminated. In case you didn't hear that, let me say it again. Margaret Sanger, the woman hailed as one of the greatest women's rights advocates on the planet. Matter of fact, Hillary Clinton and others have actually received awards, Margaret Sanger Awards. And then the African-American community, you vote for her, voted for her in high numbers. Can you not draw the picture? Can't you draw the line? She said that your people, you black people, you are weeds, and you need to be eliminated. No different than Farrakhan saying that the Jews are like termites. We don't want the world to get out, so she said, Sanger in her speech said, we don't want the word to get out, so let's not package it that way. So what we're going to do is we're going to go hit up the religious leaders. They came up with marketing materials and propaganda saying that abortion is a woman's right. It'll help her finish college. It'll help her get a job so she doesn't have to live off the government. People bought this. Now think about it. People bought this. Christian author and educator Dr. George Grant points out that it was not just the African-American community, and it's true. No, she targeted the Irish, the blacks, the Jews, the Slavic people. She targeted them all. Anybody that wasn't just, you know, pure white and in her league. And she continually referred to them as undesirables and human weeds. How do you hold a woman like that? Can you imagine me? Any one of us today, well, Republican Party, the Dems would get away with it. Imagine being in the Republican Party, though, and referring to people as human weeds. Look at what Nancy Pelosi, she lost an eyeball when Trump called the MS-13 animals. Oh, she went nuts. I have never heard a Democratic leader say, look, I can't accept this Margaret Sanger Award, or, you know, at an event where they mentioned Margaret Sanger, they say, look, I cannot support somebody like Margaret Sanger who went to her grave believing that blacks and Jews and the Slavic people as a whole were nothing more than human weeds, and we needed to eradicate them. I mean, she was a favored person in the KKK. What does that tell you? Sanger didn't want to know that she believed blacks should be targeted, so she didn't want the message to get out that she was trying to reduce their population. So when she, you know, and she wrote a letter about it in 1939. So she actually did write about it, right? I mean, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll post that one up, too, because that's just crazy. That's from a buddy over at Lidblog. And until somebody gets the message, well, the message is out there. Till you get, you know, maybe that's another bedtime story you should tell your your young kids. Tell your daughters that when they start hearing about Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. Let me tell you what Margaret Sanger was all about, especially in the black community. We should be paying for putting up posters all through the black community with a picture of Margaret Sanger and just one line of any one of her speeches. Rotate them through. Right? They're Planned Parenthood, where do they open them still? Where can you find a Planned Parenthood operation? In the inner city, mostly. The true meaning of racism. I want to get rid of that race because mine is better. We don't want them because they pull down my race. They slow my race down. Wonder if anybody would admit to that. I'm enjoying my coffee, but not out of a TRS mug. Anyhow, always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, I started with Pelosi. Here's a new one. Pelosi caves to POTUS, according to the title, after a childish temper tantrum goes nowhere. And can you see her throwing a temper tantrum? I mean, isn't that an easy one to imagine? The bitter feud between President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has really been growing. It's not going away anytime soon. Right? The fight started with that whole, you know, you're not getting your money for the wall. Yes, I am. No, you aren't. I mean, can you see them like little kids in the playground? Yes, you are. No, I ain't. I wonder if they really thought he would close out of the government, if he would actually sit there and let it close down. Right? And they seized this opportunity thinking they were going to steamroll him. And Pelosi and the president have been exchanging words for the last couple of, well, actually the last couple of weeks. On Tuesday's broadcast on Fox, Hannity's White House press secretary and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, boy, the tongue's not working, stated that the president accepted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's earlier invitation to give the State of the Union in front of the House. And she said, we're moving forward until something changes on the front. Sanders said that Nancy Pelosi invited the president. He accepted. She cited security concerns as a potential reason, which was a lie, right? Didn't we find out that it ended up being a lie? She didn't even call the Secret Service to ask them if they had any reservations. Right? She didn't talk to anybody at DHS. Nobody. She talked to no one. Just like with the wall. She has all the answers for the wall. She's talked to nobody about the wall. The confusing turn of events comes just weeks after the president delivered his first televised address from the Oval Office. See, again, do it that way. It's just matter of fact, I don't know, maybe do it on Twitter. Not Twitter, YouTube or something like that. I wonder if they would shut him down. Then he'd have all kinds of access. Wouldn't it freak him out on the left if he had millions and millions and millions of people, if he brought YouTube to its knees? Would that be great?
Because he's elected official.
Oh, listen. Yeah, that would be gutsy. Remember the kid that pulled down his Twitter account by accident? They had it back up shortly thereafter, but he's probably not working there anymore. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. They probably have a technical difficulty. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, when it comes to Pelosi again, they are seasoned. Her and Schumer are seasoned politicians. And very little rattles them. But she has got to be frustrated to no end that little Nancy is not getting her way. Not getting her way. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. I think that Julio Rivera is going to join us. But we'll find out when he actually shows up. We'll be back in a few.